Good morning, everyone. My name is Bing Liu, and I'm from Zhejiang University in China, but now I am at Iowa State University as a visiting scholar. And today, my topic is Comparative Physiology of Natural Deacclimation in 10 Azalea cultivars. First, I will introduce you some background, and then I will tell you my materials and how I did my experiments and what kind of results we have, and based on this result, what kind of conclusions we get. This is the background. Cold hardness of woody perennials is a two-stage process. They increase their freezing tolerance, firstly response to the short photo period, and then to low temperatures in autumn and winter. And usually they got their maximal freezing tolerance in winter, and this process is called cold acclimation. With the air temperature increase in spring, this obtained freezing tolerance gradually lost, and this process is called deacclimation. Sometimes unseasonal warm spells happen, or sudden warm happened in midwinter or early spring. So some plants could respond to this unseasonal warm spells, and the premature deacclimation or partial deacclimation happened. So when the frost come back, these deacclimated plants could be injured. But other plants, they could quickly regain most or all the lost deacclimation after re-exposing to the low temperatures, and this process is called reacclimation. So these three components, cold acclimation ability, resistance to deacclimation, and reacclimation ability, are very important components for the winter survival. Azalea, as one of the top 10 ornamental plants in China, it is very important for the landscape application in eastern China. Although there are many azalea cultivars in China, but only two or three cultivars are widely used in the landscape application or this kind of bonsai. So we hope more azalea cultivars could be used in the landscape application. But the problem is the air temperature in eastern China fluctuates extremely in midwinter or early spring. And these figures show the air temperature from January to March in recent years in eastern China. And here is an example of unseasonal warm spell. So plants could deacclimate during this unseasonal warm spell. And when the frost come back, these deacclimated plants could be injured. So it is very important and essential to investigate how the azalea cultivars respond to the fluctuate air temperatures before they are widely used in the landscape application. Here are the 10 azalea cultivars used in my experiments, including two cultivars, Zihudie and Zi'e. They have already been widely used in the landscape application. And I use the two-year-old cuttings, and they are planted in pots, and they were put outside for nature overwintering. We measured leaf freezing tolerance, leaf total soluble sugars, and leaf starch from January to March every 2 weeks. We use a lab freeze-thaw protocol to measure the leaf freezing tolerance. Basically, we put the leaf tissues in the plastic bags with three replications, and then they were put in a temperature-controlled freezer where the temperature rate has already been controlled. And the temperature decreased from 0 Celsius to minus 30 Celsius every 5 Celsius decrements. After freezing and thawing, they were incubated for the ion leakage. And then the ion leakage data were converted into injury percent. And this injury percent data were plotted using the Gompers function. And this typical sigmoid curve shows us the temperatures where the 50% injury happened. And we consider this temperature at cold tolerance or freezing hardness. And we call it LT50. Here are all the leaf freezing tolerance of the 10 azalea cultivars, and the leaf freezing tolerance in midwinter were shown in red and bold. Ersili is the most hardy cultivar in midwinter, and Da Zhusha is the less hardy cultivar in midwinter. And based on the midwinter leaf freezing tolerance, we classified these 10 cultivars in two groups: more hardy group and less hardy group. These 5 cultivars in the red boxes, with their leaf freezing tolerance in midwinter harder than minus 20 Celsius, were grouped as more hardy group. And the rest of 5 cultivars, with their midwinter leaf freezing tolerance higher than minus 20 Celsius, were grouped as less hardy group. Oh, sorry. And then please focus on these 2 days. From January 6 to January 22, these 10 azalea cultivars, they were still acclimating. So the deacclimation period actually is from January 22 to March 31. In order to know how they do their deacclimation, we divided this deacclimation period into 2 halves. The first half is from January 22 to February 24, and the second half is from February 24 to March 31. And then we calculate the acclimation rates in each period. I will take an example for how I calculate the acclimation rate. Let's see this first cultivar, Changchun Er Hong. We use the LT50 on February 24th minus the LT50 on January 22 and divided by the days during this period. So we got the deacclimation rate. Then this is the deacclimation rate in these 2 periods. And now please see this first period. This the acclimation rate from in the first period range from 0.05 to 0.28, and then we calculate the midpoint of this range, which is 0.165 Celsius per day. And we have a definition. We definite the cultivars with their acclimation rate lower than this midpoint as low acclimator, faster than this midpoint as the faster deacclimator, and the same method used in the second period. And an interesting phenomenon is all the more hardy cultivars, they were grouped as slow deacclimator in the first deacclimation period and faster deacclimator in the second deacclimation period. And their kinetics shows us curvilinear, which means they deacclimated slow at first and then they increased their deacclimation rate. And the less hardy cultivar, they were grouped as faster deacclimator in the first deacclimation period and slow deacclimator in the second deacclimation period. And their kinetics shows us negative curvilinear or negative linear, which means they deacclimated fast first and then they slowed down their deacclimation rate. And now, please focus on these 2 cultivars, Nutrien Pink Bubble and Shiyan Dujuan. From January 22 to February 9, these 2 cultivars, they were still acclimating when the other 8 cultivars already showed us the acclimation. So we want to know why this phenomenon happened. Let's see the air temperature during this period. There was a typical and seasonal warm spell during this period. So these 2 cultivars, they may deacclimate during the unseasonal warm spell. And then when the frost come back, they quickly reacclimate. And fortunately, these 2 cultivars belong to the more hardy group. So the more hardy cultivars, they didn't deacclimate too much, or they quickly reacclimate after the during the unseasonal warm spell. So So based on the leaf freezing tolerance data, we have some conclusions. The first one is all these cultivars are sufficient leaf hardy for the experimental side because their leaf freezing tolerance range from minus 23 Celsius to minus 5 Celsius, whereas the minimum air temperature at the experimental site is only minus 4 Celsius. And the second one is more hardy group, they could survive hard frost after a seasonal warm spell in midwinter because they didn't deacclimate too much or they reacclimating quickly during the seasonal warm spell in midwinter. The third one is less hardy group, they could survive the sudden frost in early spring because they slow down their deacclimation rate in the early spring. But these results are based on the lab freeze-thaw protocol. It's not really reflect the conditions of the field. So this just have some idea, but we couldn't really see this is the field condition results. After investigating the leaf freezing tolerance, we want to have some physiological or biochemical explanations for the leaf freezing tolerance. So we investigate the total soluble sugars and starch concentrations because sugars are usually considered as the protector for the freezing desiccation. And from this figure, we can see all these 10 cultivars, they have their maximal total soluble sugar concentrations at the acclimated state. And then they decrease the total soluble concentrations with the deacclimation. Whereas the starch followed opposite trend to the total soluble sugars, they were at their lowest level at acclimated state. And then they increased their concentration with the deacclimation. So we have some conclusions here. The more hardy group, they generally had higher total soluble sugars than the less hardy cultivars at acclimated state. And the second one is the total soluble sugars shows the positive correlation with the leaf freezing tolerance, whereas the starch shows the negative correlation with the leaf freezing tolerance. And the negative correlation with the total soluble sugars and the starch also tell us they have the sugar and starch conversion during the deacclimation in the leaf tissue, which have already been reported in other tissues before. All these conclusions were obtained with the support of my major professor Yiping Xia in China, and my professor Rajiv Arora at Iowa State University, and my lab mates Hong Zhou and Xia Cao. Without them, I couldn't stand here and show you my presentation. So I also want to thank China Scholar Council for supporting my travel and stay here, and also this conference for supporting my some travel award. Thank you. Thank you for attention.
We have 2 minutes for questions. I'm not familiar with your azalea cultivars. They're from China.
Yeah, most of them from China in Yunnan province.
Different ones. So you knew which ones you wanted to study because they were popular in China?
We just generally got some resources from some company, and we just these 10 are just we choose, and we just want to see how they respond, and then future we can use them in the landscape application.
Okay.